Yeah, I have just been informed. This is breaking news on the lowdown. Welcome to the third and final hour of the day, third and final hour of the week. Charles T. Hamilton, I am Damian Barling.
Yes, sir.
We thank you so much for being with us wherever you may be. If you're listening on the radio.com app, anywhere across this great country of ours.
Telling you.
Thank you so much for being with us. Also, the TuneIn app, you can listen on KHDK.com or, of course, all of our dear, close, longtime personal friends here listening on 1140 AM in Northern California. I have just been informed by executive producer extraordinaire one Christopher Verlad that we have an NBA 2K18 video game to give away here this hour, our final one of the week. So hang tight. We will give that to you, I promise, before we get out of here for the day. We will look at every single game in week four of the NFL season. We'll give you our picks, our thoughts on all of them. And we'll end on a happy note. That's something we're starting to do now because
love it.
So often, particularly this week, we've been talking about the really bad things in sports, the bad aspect of sports. And I feel sometimes that gets too much focus. And from now on, we're going to end every show on a happy note with some good story in sports, whatever it may be. But first, we got our Friday Five. Five storylines, players, games, whatever it may be that you should pay attention to. He didn't hit the music. I swear. Yeah, I just paid the kid a compliment.
Boom.
I just said he is a producer extraordinaire. I gave him a beautiful lead-in to fire the music for the Friday Five, and he didn't do it.
Because I got this robot waiting to hit, too. I was ready to, but we'll.
Sorry. I'm getting some people talking about NBA 2K18, which we're not giving away now.
Wait, what? We're not giving it away?
We're not giving it away right now.
No, not right now.
They're calling in like we're giving it away right now.
Oh, my mistake. Oh, I'm sorry.
Boom, ba ba boom, ba boom, ba boom. That's there you go.
No, it's okay. You can stop. No, you're good. No, you're fine. Thanks, Charles. You're good. My apologies. My apologies. We're not giving the game away right now. We're giving it away later. But we're giving it away this hour, I promise. Sometimes within the next 50 minutes or so.
Just give it to me.
Thank you, Chuck.
Yeah.
Our Friday Five. So five storylines, players, or games. Producer extraordinaire that you should be paying attention to. And I'm going to leave off and just call me Captain Obvious if you want to, but I'm watching this one.
Captain Obvious.
The Dallas Cowboys and the Los Angeles Rams. And I'm watching this one closely for a lot of reasons. I don't know what to think of either team. I like the Cowboys, and I know that the Cowboys are good. I don't know how good. And I kind of feel the same about the Rams. I don't know that the Rams are quite over that hump. We're starting to hear conversations this week, and I think it's partly because of how the Seahawks are playing. I think people are starting to realize what I realized before the season started, and that's, the Cardinals are a dead bird. And the San Francisco 49ers are the 49ers. We know where they're at in terms of their season. So what are the Rams? Could the Rams win the division? Because we're starting to hear that. The Seahawks had their best offensive week this past week, but they still lost. I like the Rams. I mean, two 40-point outputs in 3 weeks. They're going against a defense that's not terrible. It's not great. They have a very young secondary that has proved to be okay for the most part. Trevor Siemian ate him up a little bit there in week two. So I think this might kind of sneaky side be one of the more exciting games this weekend. And if nothing else, I know that the Rams are supposed to be very good defensively. I also know that the 49ers put up 39 on them. They're coming off that kind of mini bye. They played last Thursday, so they've had, plenty of time to rest, regroup. Cowboys are coming off a pretty hard-fought win on Monday night, so they got a little bit of a shorter week. I don't know how those two things are going to play into each other, but this could wind up being the game of the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting. As far as interest goes and intrigue, this is probably the top game for me personally because I am very interested in the Cowboys. You've heard me say I don't know how good Ezekiel Elliott is. Not that I think he's bad, but I don't think he's the 1,600-yard rusher we saw in his rookie year. Dak Prescott is playing well, but again, we've seen 1 year of good football from both of them. So we're waiting to see how real that is, and you can evaluate it every single week. And then on the other side, I've also said I'm a Jared Goff believer, probably a homer, from the same area, but he's played incredibly well. Sean McVay, I mean, shout out the millennials, man. I guess we didn't ruin everything. We know a little something about football, I guess, offensive football at least. But the Jared Goff, Todd Gurley's looking better than he did last year as well. And then also defensively, I don't know how good they are defensively, but there is talent on that side of the ball. Aaron Donald, Robert Quinn, Ogletree, Tremaine Johnson, they have more than enough talent to be good. I don't know about great, but to be a good defense. And, I mean, 2-2-1 teams also. That's the other thing. These are two teams that are playing well. And how funny is it 3 weeks into the season, how differently do you look at a 1-2 team from a 2-1 team?
Oh, for, yeah. Well,
I mean, it's a huge difference.
Well, it depends, though. It depends on what type of – because, I mean, I think the Seahawks are 1-2, right?
Is that, I think so, yeah.
So, like, you know, it kind of depends on who you are. But can I say something about Dak? Because you mentioned you're not sure.
Please.
You know, you're talking about these guys in their second year. And that game against the Cardinals where everything was going wrong for them, I made the lame joke that the Raiders offensive line – and the Cowboys offensive line were hanging out together because they both played equally atrocious.
Yeah.
And Dak was able to do something with his legs. And I don't want to say it's the first time, but I really feel like that is the first game. And I know, you know, the Pittsburgh game comes to mind last year, which was a huge moment for the Dallas Cowboys when, you know, he did a fantastic job as the quarterback, but he got a whole lot of help from Ezekiel Elliott. What he did with his legs in that game against the Arizona Cardinals directly impacted Ezekiel Elliott's ability to find a hole there late in the fourth quarter because he had gone three quarters without being able to do anything.
Yeah.
And once Dak was able to open things up a little bit with his legs, I know he found Bryce Butler, and of course he had that shot to Dez Bryant where Dez just pounded his way into the end zone. That was one of the first games where I really looked at that and went, you know, the Cowboys won that game because of and only – because of Dak Prescott. Mm-hmm.
And I brought up Dak mostly just because he's a rookie, was a rookie last year, the 1 year we've seen. I believe more in Dak than I do Zeke personally. I think Dak, what he did and what he'll continue to do is more repeatable, however you want to put it, than what Zeke did in his rookie year. And that's where my hang up is with Zeke. I just don't know how good he is, honestly.
What do you got for us here?
Friday 5, what do I got? First one I got E is Warriors and
what?
Nuggets.
Oh, you would.
Preseason.
You
Let's
would
do it. Let's
find
lock it up.
A way.
Let's lock it. Let's do the thing. Let's do the damn thing. NBA starting. Look.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the NBA. I'm juiced for the NBA. I love the NFL also, but this season, it's just there's so much going on in the NFL. I'm just so excited for the NBA to be back. Golden State, Denver, Saturday night. I'm all in. I'm excited to see it.
Right.
I'm excited to see. Look, we're going to get – this is the first look we're getting at Denver with Millsap there. First look we're going to get at Golden State with guy like – maybe I'm the only one that would be interested in seeing Swaggy P play on
Saturday.
I am. Like, you know what I mean? There's things that are going to be interesting. This is out of order. Don't get me wrong. This isn't number one on Friday 5.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not saying this.
Yeah, right.
All right, this is the main event.
Okay? I know it is. Don't try to pull.
KD is going to have so much petty stuff to say about Russell Westbrook for signing a deal on his birthday.
You know what would be dope, and
this is
a suggestion straight from the text line. If KD sent out a now KD and Twitter are sensitive subjects right now. KD and social media are sensitive subjects right now.
Yeah.
However, if KD posted a picture of a cupcake. That said, congratulations, Russ.
That'd be good.
That would be fantastic.
It would be so much better than any of the other stuff he's done, too, which has not been very good.
Or Russell Westbrook could post a picture to Kevin Durant with a cupcake and
happy
say,
happy birthday. Yeah.
Indeed.
That is petty, and that would be good. The whole signing the deal on his birthday doesn't mean anything.
That's us. That's us trying to find a storyline.
Exactly,
that's Bleacher Report and ESPN and all of us trying to just figure
but
out.
That would be great.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That would be top elite level petty.
There's a lot of Rams fans listening to this. I had no idea. Let's go Rams. We got Rams fan Sam from Yuba City. All right, man. I ain't mad at y'all. Hey, and here's another storyline not to forget. And this is a good one here. Thank you to this text at 441140. Wade Phillips. Wade Phillips knows where the bodies are buried in Arlington
So yeah, he does.
I think this could be really good, and we'll get to
I also like the vibe with the Rams because you don't see this often where McVay, when they're on defense, he checks out.
Yeah.
You're a Hall of Famer. Do your thing.
Absolutely.
I love that because there's a lot of head coaches that don't do that.
Yeah, and he knows his role.
Exactly.
And Wade Phillips was brought in there to do a job, and, man, I don't know that there is anyone better at doing that job.
I would have loved the Raiders to have gotten him.
I know. Yeah, I know, man. I think we talked about that. That would have been fantastic.
Shout out millennial Sean McVay.
You mentioned the Warriors. Should mention that the Spurs and the Kings, Monday, 7 o'clock, Golden One Center. All of the coverage here on Sports 1140. Another storyline to pay attention to as we move along with our Friday Five here. This one not nearly as sexy, but it's the Bengals.
Yep.
Can you imagine if the 0-3 Bengals lose to the 0-3 Cleveland Browns? This game is in Cleveland. Can you tell me that the Browns are substantially worse than the Cincinnati Bengals?
I hope the Browns win.
Oh, my gosh, me too.
So bad. It'd be so good, man. Oh, my God.
Marvin Lewis, it would be one of those tarmac. They wouldn't. We know they wouldn't. Any other organization, however, this would be a tarmac firing. Yeah. This would be the old Lane Kiffin special.
Yes, indeed. Just grab a Southwest ticket home or something, man.
Let me holla at you, player.
Yeah.
Come here.
Hey, player.
Come here, man. Let me talk to you for a minute. The Bengals, and we can't figure out. We spoke with, Nate Lundy, who, you know, the reason that we have Nate Lundy on every Thursday, we know people love their fantasy advice, and he's terrific with fantasy advice, but he's a pretty damn good football analyst when it comes to real life football because he spends so much damn time trying to figure out the fantasy aspect of it. He's got to watch all of this film, and he understands the real life aspect, and nobody can figure out why the hell the Cincinnati Bengals are so bad.
I don't get it.
Andy Dalton is not the 30th best quarterback in the entire league.
No.
He's not the 40th best quarterback. He's closer to the
middle of the pack.
19, 18, depending on who you are. Yeah. You got A.J. Green, who is a top, maybe best wide receiver, top three wide receiver in the league if you could get a quarterback who could throw him the ball. You got Gio Bernard. You got a number of you have a number of reasons why that team shouldn't be 0-3, but yet here we are. They're heading to a game in Cleveland against the Browns at 0-3, and you're right, man. If they lose, you can't lose if the Indianapolis Colts, who I were certain was the worst team in the league,
worst, yeah,
can beat Cleveland, and you walk in there and you get beat. I don't know. I don't know how, if you're the owner of that team, you don't just look at it and like, all right, we're going to eat the last 10 weeks of Marvin Lewis's contract. Because remember, this is a lame duck year. He has nothing next year. You could fire him and you could just pay him the rest of the year and move on about your business. Would it matter? I have no idea.
Yeah.
You probably let the best piece that you had to replace him, which is Hugh Jackson, go. Oh, that would be the other thing. I just thought of that as I said that out loud.
Yeah, Hugh.
The guy you let leave beat
get him,
you?
Hugh. Get him. I hope that's what happens.
I'm pulling for the Browns on this
one. Me too.
Yeah.
How funny is it, man? You mentioned the Indy game, Cleveland and Indy. I think we both would have picked Cleveland going into that.
I did, yeah. I thought the Colts were embarrassingly bad.
I mean, I doubt that happens again this year, that anyone picks Cleveland to win a game. They go and wet the bed, as you might say, man.
You know, in one aspect, I thought the Colts were embarrassingly bad. In another aspect, I thought, you know, if you give Jacoby Brissett enough time to kind of get – he's a good – I believe that he's going to be a fine quarterback. Mm-hmm. If you give him enough time to learn the system, learn his receivers, learn, you know, all of the schemes that are – you know, get used to dealing with that terrible offensive line that he has to deal with – he's going to be a quarterback. He's going to be the quarterback for several more weeks, if not for the rest of the season. So I don't expect Indy to be as bad now moving forward as they were in weeks 1 and 2.
Man, you mentioned the Bengals and A.J. Green. Is there a superstar receiver who doesn't have a quarterback like him? You know what I mean? That situation. And the other side, too, where, like, Aaron Rodgers doesn't really have great weapons, but he makes them great.
Yeah.
You know, like, is there – like, think if A.J. Green was with Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, my gosh, like,
I mean,
yeah.
I think he gets really underrated because he's kind of quiet, but also because he plays with Dalton. But
yeah, no, you're right. If A.J. Green was Terrell Owens' personality, you'd be hearing every week about how he's not getting the ball. But that's not A.J. Green's style. I feel like A.J. Green is a Megatron style receiver to where just throw the ball.
Yeah.
Just do what Matt Stafford used to do.
Throw it high, man.
I questioned heading into last year whether Matt Stafford could be a quarterback.
Yeah, me too.
Because there
CJ, yeah.
How many times did we watch the Detroit Lions play?
He just throws it.
And no other receiver that I can think of in the entire league could could catch the balls that Calvin Johnson did.
Like Larry Fitzgerald comes to mind, but not even that
maybe,
close.
Maybe. Maybe.
That's a maybe.
There is no, you know, Odell Beckham has the freakish hands. Larry Fitzgerald has a number of tremendous traits, but it felt like Calvin Johnson was almost to the point where, like, this isn't, you know, when LeBron goes to the rack?
Yeah.
It like full steam ahead goes to the rack,
no,
and you look at it and go, that's not fair.
Yeah.
Sometimes you watch Calvin Johnson on these cornerbacks and you go, man, that's just not fair.
Yeah.
I don't think there's another, and I feel like AJ Green has the capability to be that, but Andy Dalton he's throwing 3 yard slants on 3rd and 9.
Yeah. Yeah. It's rather frustrating to watch, man. I got the Niners and Cardinals. I'm interested in the Niners, man. Put up 39 against the Rams. We both agree the Cards aren't what some expected them to be. This could be their first win, and it'd be a nice divisional win for them. I want to see if they can build on basically a positive performance, even though they lost to the Rams. They gave us one of the best games of the year last Thursday. I want to see if they can build on that, or are they going to go out and get skunked?
Here's my take. I think the 49ers win.
I think they get their first win this weekend, too.
I'm really down on the Cardinals.
I am, too. Carson Palmer's done. Larry doesn't have anyone throwing to him.
And, you know, we've talked when we try to talk about the 49ers and we try to find some positive aspect to that team. Mm-hmm. I think one of them, or maybe the only one, is the defense, right? The defense, it's not terrible. Mm-mm. It's not where you're going to want it to be as a 49er fan. Like, you don't want this defense to be in the same position that they're at right now next year.
Yeah.
But you look at them and you go, okay, if I have to find a bright spot, it's probably that.
Yeah. You got 3 first-rounders on the D-line. Aaron Lynch is there also, who's a solid player. Bowman isn't what he used to be. That's still a pro middle linebacker, though. Foster comes back. They just re-signed a corner. I'm sorry, I don't have his name up immediately. But they're doing some things, man. They have some players defensively.
The Cardinals can't run the ball.
Oh, at all. David Johnson's out, yeah.
Breaking news, just into the lowdown. Cardinals can't run.
The Johnson brothers. David and Chris?
Johnson and Johnson.
Yeah.
It's not happening. No amount of baby oil is going to fix that problem. They are all bad.
Yeah.
And if you start teeing off on 37-year-old Carson Palmer, that's been my problem with them now, you know, with David Johnson gone, is you're dropping him back 50-plus times a game. At some point, and again, I pointed out the San Francisco 49ers defense for a reason. If it catches up to you, Carson Palmer's gone. And then what do you do? Now you're rolling with,
back there
now
too.
You're trying to get Drew right. Now you're trying to get Drew Hansen to get the ball to Larry Fitzgerald. Come on, man. Come on, man. I'm with you. I like the 49ers
in
this game
this weekend, man.
We're going to be covering so much NFL here through this first hour. Let me make sure we fit in a couple of college football games here in our Friday Five as we move along with the lowdown. We thank you so much for being with us. How about what's next for Saquon Barkley?
Oof.
He had that tremendous game last week. Penn State continues to prove that they are a potential powerhouse, not just now, but when we start looking at teams late in the season, when you realize that Ohio State is still in the top 10, when you realize that Michigan, even though both of those teams, Ohio State and Michigan, might be overrated, they are in the top 10. Wisconsin's in the top 10. That is 4 Big Ten teams in the top 10, and Penn State stands above them all. Those guys are going to have to play each other. Penn State's got Ohio State coming up. Ohio State's got Michigan, obviously. All of these teams are going to collide at some point. There's no way they're all finishing in the top 10. But right now, top to bottom, Penn State is the class, and I'm just going to bundle up these college football games because one that you can catch here at noon on Saturday, one that I obviously have my personal interest in, is number 7, Georgia, is headed to Knoxville to take on Tennessee and Butch Jones, and there's been a lot of conversation about Butch Jones' job.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he loses it if he gets beat by number 7, Georgia.
Yeah.
But if he gets the crap kicked out of him at home, we talked about short leashes earlier in the show. That there may not be a leash anymore. We may be just be looking at the end of Butch Jones. And I think the issue with Butch Jones and the University of Tennessee is you keep looking at the team and go, yeah, man, there's talent there. And it's like, well, wait a minute, why aren't they winning?
Is that where you're at? Would you agree with that move if that's what happens? Do you feel the same way?
Tennessee hasn't been the same since Philip Fulmer was fired.
Yeah.
And when Lane Kiffin took that job and used it as a stepping stone to USC, I remember
singing Peyton, Rocky Top all night.
Right. I remember, which was his line to Florida that year. I remember Peyton Manning said, yeah, the University of Tennessee isn't a stepping stone job. So it kind of took us all by surprise. Now, I don't know. I know it's in the SEC. Peyton Manning still went there. Philip Fulmer's still there. I don't know that that's an appealing job anymore, and I don't know that they can get the marquee coaches for that job, and I don't know why. If they fire Butch Jones, I don't think it matters because he hasn't been able to develop his young players.
Yeah,
why he hasn't been able to develop these guys, I don't quite understand.
Yeah, and who are you going to bring in that is going to save the – I mean, no one really. There's no one off the top
there's
of
not,
head.
Right.
It's always
it's
weird
going to have to – it's going to have to be a case of finding somebody.
Yes, exactly, where you – yeah, you found the diamond
we find
in the rough.
We found the next big guy.
The what, Peterson from Boise,
Chris Peterson,
right?
yeah,
exactly,
yeah.
Something like that. It's always weird to me when big-name programs like this – are down, mm-hmm. and it's still looked at as such a good job. Maybe I
right.
just don't understand it, but it seems weird to me that, like,
Tennessee,
oh, this is a big job. Like, is it? You don't really – I mean, I guess the big name helps with recruiting, but I don't get it when that happens.
Tennessee has been down for so long,
yeah.
too. They've been down for so long.
Shout out Reginald McKenzie Jr., D tackle for the
there you go.
Volunteers.
Oh, Rocky Top, you'll always be. I keep saying Drew Hansen is the backup quarterback.
Yeah,
in Arizona. Is it Blaine Gabbert?
Well, they have Gabbert, but it's not Drew Henson. It's Drew, I forget his name. It's not Henson, though. Henson's the one from Michigan. Drew Stanton.
Drew Stanton.
Drew Stanton, yes.
That's
yes.
who it is. But who is the backup? Is it Blaine Gabbert?
I think Gabbert is the backup there. I think Stanton might still be there, too.
It's not like it's a big.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Hey, do we
if
have
that
a
guy,
6'5", 240-pound white guy that can play quarterback? We got two of them.
Which one?
Go
flip
ahead.
A coin, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Flip a coin, player.
Yeah.
We got him. You got another Friday Five here. We're gonna stick strictly to the NFL here in just a heartbeat. But you got another one you want to throw out here?
I mean, I have the Raiders who I'm going to talk about in a little bit, but just they need to bounce back.
Yeah, we'll
that needs to be just a blip on the radar.
We'll get we'll go all into that Raiders Broncos game. That's a who are you, right? If you're either
yeah, exactly,
team,
exactly, exactly.
Who are you? The Raiders. You can't be that team.
No.
That showed up last week.
No,
you. Can't be. You just can't.
You cannot. And if you are, there's major, major problems.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then people can say I'm overreacting, but I've said there have been problems up until this point. And if it continues, then they have problems, and they have a tough schedule ahead also. That's the other thing.
But at least they got beat by a good team. A team that I think is good.
Yeah.
A team, well, you know what? To be fair, there's still a lot of questions. Like, what?
A good quarterback, at least. I thought coming in that this was going to be a big challenge for them because defensively they're not very good. And could a legit quarterback who can pick apart a defense, read mismatches and things like that, see that Sean Smith is not very good and attack him, see that they don't have a way to cover the tight end, see that they have major trouble with receiving backs and take advantage of these things. And that's exactly what Kirk Cousins did. I agree with you. I'm not sure how good of a team it is, but it was the best team they played and the best quarterback they played by far.
The Bills beat the Broncos, though.
Yeah, yeah. That's...
Anyone buying into the Bills? Like, I'd be more likely to buy into Washington than I would Buffalo.
That's true. That's true. And during that game, I tweeted out, I guess people overreacted to Trevor Siemian's one good game. That's the biggest problem for Denver.
Hey, we got NBA 2K18 to give away. It's the deepest and most authentic simulation sports game available. Get it now on PS4, PS3. Xbox One, Xbox 360, PC, and Nintendo Switch. The most broadcasting talent ever assembled in a sports video game just got bigger with legends Kobe, Bean, Bryant, and KG, Kevin Garnett. We've got that game for you right now. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. We'll look at the rest of the NFL games next on The Lowdown. You know he's got something planned for the last bumper music if he drops Friday at the 2:30 spot instead of the 2:47 spot.
Rolling through the hood
in a super sport, bumping too short. Yeah, man. Welcome back into the Lowdown. That is your hip hop aficionado, one Charles T. Hamilton. I'm Damian Barron. As we kind of wrap up things here, as week four of the NFL season, we look ahead. We're trying to lay all these games out. We were talking about the Broncos and the Raiders.
Yeah.
Which team are you? Like. Both had kind of baffling performances last week with the Raiders losing to Washington and the Broncos losing to the Bills. Who do you got in this game?
Man, I'm picking the Raiders, but I think that's a homer pick, honestly. After what we saw last week, you would probably be more pressed to go with the Broncos.
I don't think so, man. I'm not ready.
You're not
ready
there yet.
No.
I'll go with the Raiders. I also think I'm betting on this being last week being just a blip, just a You know, Sunday night, third week. They've had bad losses early in the year. They lost to the Falcons and the Bengals early in the year the last 2 years and had bad losses. So I'm hoping that's kind of the case, expecting it to be. But, look, they're going up against the Broncos, who are still a good – at the very least a good defense, a very talented defense. So, and some of the problems that the Raiders had last week, not only did they lose, they got their butts kicked. They couldn't protect Derek Carr defensively, even though they got torn up. What else can you expect from a mediocre defense being on the field for 40-plus minutes? There's just problems that they had this last week that I would love to see get corrected. I don't know if they will or not. Maybe I'm just an emotional fan. I don't know.
No, the emotional fans are the ones that keep texting us, asking if we believe that the offensive line threw the game because Derek Carr didn't kneel for the national anthem. Those are the ones that I have problems with.
I'll say no, they didn't.
Because if you really believe that, there are so many things I think about you. There are so many things I think about you. If you believe that is even remotely possible,
yeah.
But the utmost
one. Hey, is the
NBA
fixed too? Tell me about how the NBA's fixed and all like that.
Oh, don't do that.
Well, look, those are just crazy conspiracy theories. I know you're kind of in on.
Dude, look into the control room right now, and the guy who just shot you a look when you asked if the NBA is fixed.
Oh, Chris, why are you staring at me like that?
He may, well, Mr. Christie may have an opinion on whether the NBA is fixed or not. But look,
Doug gets a pass.
I don't care how much I know the Raiders play bad, and I know it's hard to accept that your team played bad.
Yes,
but if you honestly believed that the all-black offensive line that sat made their white quarterback who did not kneel for the national anthem suffer, you are, one, incredibly stupid.
Yep.
Two, insanely racist. Mm-hmm. And three, you're no longer welcome to ever text the show.
Yeah.
You're blocked. You're blocked.
Blocked
forever.
Blocked that one right there.
Banned forever.
Yeah.
No, he actually didn't say it happened.
Oh, okay.
He said, "What do you think?" And that's my thoughts.
Okay, No, that's absolutely ridiculous.
Speaking of the baffling performances, can you explain your boys, the Baltimore Ravens?
Woo!
They were awful last week in London. They've made the trip back. Ray Lewis caught the Holy Spirit. This question
Ray
real quick
needs
about
to get
Ray Lewis?
All the way out of here, man.
I just want a shirt printed that said I think I'm gonna get a shirt made. Brian, I know you're listening. I hate Ray Lewis. I'm just gonna get that made. I might get a tattoo. I don't have a single tattoo. I may get I hate Ray Lewis tattoo. Yeah. What the hell? He's not on the team. What was he doing on the sideline?
A free trip to London, man.
What are you doing there?
I have no idea.
He caught the Holy Ghost during the national anthem.
On at 6 a.m.
Yo, man.
You know what?
I hope the Steelers kick their ass.
I hope they do, too. I think they will. But I used to be a big Ray Lewis fan. I used to love Ray Lewis. Even with all his preachy stuff, I thought it was funny. Like, ironically, I thought it was funny. Now I'm out.
I don't mind the preachy stuff. Like, if you're all about...
No, motivation. You know, all his speeches and the dances and stuff. Like, I thought it was funny and stuff like that.
What's really funny is that he became all preachy and motivational, like, after he was accused of murder.
Yeah, double murder, yeah.
There's two of them, indeed. I apologize. Yeah. I like the Steelers in this game. I don't think the Ravens' defense is bad. I don't think they're 44-7 against the Jacksonville Jaguars bad. I think they're a lot closer to what we saw in week one and week two than what we saw in week three, though I don't know they're going to be that good through an entire 16-game NFL season.
Tons of talent defensively. I love the way they've drafted, but at the same time, a lot of that talent is very young, and you're going to go through growing pains with young talent, especially up front. A lot of their linebackers are in their first, second, third year, so they're still learning, still trying to get it together. I trust them. I think the best-case scenario is obviously winning, but not only beating Pittsburgh, but playing good defense, especially after what our man Blake Bortles did to him. Bortles service.
Shaking Blake.
Oh, my God.
So we're both going Steelers?
Yeah, I'm going Steelers.
Are we both going Falcons over Bills? That game doesn't do anything for me. Dolphins.
Good win last week, Bills, but zero belief.
Saints get their first win. You ready to buy in? The Dolphins, we saw a very Jay Cutler-like game. Where are we going with that one?
That's the funniest thing in the world, man. He has that one good game. People are like, that's why you do it. That's why you bring in Jay Cutler. And then he has a Jay Cutler game.
He knows the system.
Him and Gase are on the same page. Like, you pay him $10 million to do this. Genius move. And then he comes out and plays like Jay Cutler.
It's and I guarantee you, every fantasy player who has Devontae Parker on their team loves them some Jay Cutler after getting him a touchdown with zero time left.
Seriously. Yeah, I'll go the Saints, man. Miami, I never understand what Miami's doing.
I'll hit you with the very rare, I don't care. Titans and Texans in Houston.
Woo.
Deshaun Watson nearly steals a win in Foxborough. You got Tennessee coming in there. Yeah, I don't know. It's still a team we're trying to figure out. They might be the class of that division. This is a really important early season divisional game for them right there. Who you like?
That is tough because you said it, man. It's two teams we're kind of trying to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Two teams that had pretty high expectations going into the year and at times have looked good and other times haven't. I'll go Houston because it's at home, but are we going to see this Tennessee team that everyone's been predicting? I'm not betting on it, but are we going to see it at any time this year? Like, where they look dominant, where the offense in Mariota looks like the next level, the new era of football, you know, exotic smash mouth, all that. I'm not betting on it, but I you know, when are we going to see it, if ever?
I'm going to roll with Tennessee. I'm going to roll with Tennessee on the road here.
Just any inkling towards something?
I don't like the Texans defensively. The one thing that gives me pause here is that J.J. Watt owns the Tennessee Titans offensive line.
Hasn't had a sack all year. Might be a little fired up for that.
15.5 sacks in 10 career games against the Tennessee Titans. 15.5 sacks in 10 games. That's the one thing that gives me pause. But what'd you just say? No sacks. No sacks for Jadeveon Clowney either.
Yeah.
So if Marcus Mariota, who, by the way, was not touched last week, if he has that kind of space against the secondary of the Houston Texans, I'm going to roll with Tennessee.
All right.
I'm going to roll with Tennessee in
that
one.
I got Houston.
Did you pick a winner in the Rams-Cowboys? I'm going with the boys, but I don't love it, but I'm going with the boys.
I haven't picked a winner. Is it at home? Oh, who's
it's in Dallas, which means nothing.
Cowboys.
That
I'll
means
Cowboys.
Absolutely nothing. We both want the Browns to beat the Bengals, so we'll leave it at that.
How
about this one, the 2-1 Lions against the Vikings? 2-1. In Minnesota. No Sam Bradford. It's Case Keenum again.
Then Detroit. I know Case Keenum did good against who'd they play last week, but
Tampa Bay.
But he's got a history against Tampa, right? Where he always plays them well.
Case Keenum.
He tore him up.
Tampa Bay made Case Keenum look like.
He went like 22 of 28, 300 yards, like four. Like, it was ridiculous. Detroit. I don't think Case Keenum puts together that game, and the running game in Minnesota has not been great.
I like Detroit in a fourth quarter comeback just because I want to believe Matt Stafford's going to do that for the rest of his career.
Yeah.
Every game for the rest
Seriously.
Of his career. And they're coming off a heartbreaker, by the way. They were in position.
Right.
Just one of the most bizarre endings to a football game you'll get.
Where are you at with that rule? How it ended? It's right.
But it's tough because you got to believe that the referees erred on the side of caution, right? Like, let's call it a touchdown. We can go
because
review
can,
it.
Exactly.
And I have to believe that they had no idea that there were only 10 seconds
that it
left.
Would have ended the game.
And they were going to invoke
it's
the 10
right,
second
it's the
runoff.
Right play. It's the right thing. Because if you don't have that, then what? Are you awarding
but,
the well, offense a complete
I think
timeout?
I think they have to make an adjustment for end of game situations. Because that's tough. Because they did. If they had called him down on the one, the play is still in their hands. Run, and if they don't make it, they don't make it. But at least it's up to the players. The second they called it a touchdown, it was no longer in the hands of the players. We'll come back and we'll wrap up next on the Lowdown.
Rap 225,000 hours. I'll do the whole thing. You got that dumb button ready?
I'm only waiting for one part.
Yeah.
You know what it is.
That's what Oracle waits for, man.
You already know.
Well, you get your beats. Say.
Ugh. All right. It's time to get your UC Davis Aggies football tickets as they host North Dakota at Aggie Stadium. This Saturday, 6 p.m. Go to UC Davis. Aggies.com.
Stay on the porch.
Doug going full hyphy in the control room right there. I ain't mad, man. That's in Friday vibes. We thank you so much for being with us on the Lowdown. Hey, do not act like a dog and pee in the end zone. You will be fined.
Yep.
You will be fined to the tune of $12,154. That is one expensive act on behalf of.
Where do you fall with that, man? Should have even been flagged?
Yeah, well, it was tasteless.
It
like
was
it
tasteless,
was,
but
I'm all for funny.
He
that just was like
it was pointless,
bro.
But He didn't pee on somebody.
Is that what you're saying?
I mean, that's pretty much what I'm trying to say. Are you telling me
that Odell Beckham Jr. shouldn't have been fined because he didn't pee on someone?
Well, I don't know. Well, I mean, I just don't. I don't understand it. I don't understand it, but that's just me.
Remember when Joe Buck lost his mind because Randy Moss? No, it was Randy Moss. Yeah, he mooned.
Classic, too. That was so money. After that touchdown, he saunters up to it, goes right next to the field
goal. Do you think he thought about it when he got it? Like, I'm going to score a touchdown today, and then I'm going to act like I'm peeing. And then I'm going to score a second touchdown, and I'm going to raise the fist.
Yeah, you see, that's what makes it worse.
The dynamics between those two celebrations are pretty off.
It's pretty bad.
Or did he just find himself on the ground and thought, what can I do? What can I do? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pee.
That's a tough one.
I'm not trying to get into the mind of Odell Beckham Jr.
For real. But can I say this? I love the new celebration rule. I love it. Go ahead and get wild, man.
Yeah, I don't think I haven't seen anything like truly. I mean, it's nice that they're not throwing the flag on every little thing.
Like the double dutch, man. The Lions did the double dutch. That was hilarious. Yeah. Like me and my boys used to do that joking around. Like, that is funny, and that doesn't hurt anything. What's the problem with a little choreography, man? They do it before the anthem, so why can't they do it in the end zone?
I'm fine. Yeah, it's fine. That's fine. I'm fine with it. I'm fine if you find Odell Beckham too. That was a little.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah,
it was just silly. Yeah. If you're gonna do better. Just do better. You get fined for that. If you don't get a penalty for a celebration, fine. But you get fined for a bad one, and that was a bad celebration.
Yeah, and I'm fine with it too. We don't know the exact celebration rules. So maybe
nobody
does. Maybe it was in the video saying you cannot do this, and he did it.
You may not pee.
Yeah.
You may not act like a dog, and you may not pee.
Favorite was someone was like, how am I going to explain to my kid what Odell Beckham just did? Well,
do you have a dog?
It's a dog, yeah.
Do you have a male dog?
Yeah.
At least he didn't squat down like a female dog. That would have been difficult to explain. Like, what is Odell Beckham doing
here? Trust me, there's a lot worse that Odell Beckham could do in the end zone. A lot.
Oh, I'm just catching up on some of those texts. Well, the Giants got the Bucs this week. The 0-3 Giants against a Tampa Bay Buccaneers football team that made Case Keenum last week look like the child of Archie Manning and Joe Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Who you got? 0-3 Giants. They can't possibly go 0-4, can they? They're not an 0-4 team. They just aren't.
I'm going Bucs, man. I'm going Bucs. What are the Giants' biggest problems? O-line, running game, and Bucs have enough to shut that down.
What are the Giants' biggest problem? Everything.
Okay, yeah. That you know what?
Except defense.
That's a good point.
Maybe not. Maybe
yeah,
not.
Yeah, everything offensively. Honestly,
Eli's not been good.
No.
Odell Beckham has had some drops. Sterling Shepard has had some drops. Yep. And yes, that offensive line is atrocious.
It's a joke, an absolute joke. And the fact that they run that out there is pathetic, man. There are certain teams that are running out offensive lines or defensive lines, certain teams that are running out certain position groups. How you should be fired for that. How do you put that out there and think, like, we're going to be fine? It just doesn't make sense. The Giants are terrible. Ereck Flowers is one of the biggest busts in the last 5-10 years, probably. They got no one.
Odell Beckham Jr. had said Trump called him a dog, so that's why he acted like that.
Yeah.
All right, that's a reach.
Yeah.
But okay, now that he says that, I did hear Odell Beckham say that.
When he first did it, was okay. That's...
So if he had been on his feet when he caught the touchdown, he was going to go to his knees and do that.
I guess.
All right. I love this. I have a male dog, and he's too lazy to lift his leg. That's funny. So I can't go 0-4 Giants. I can't go 0-4
Giants. You don't think so?
I wouldn't be shocked. I just can't pick against them. I can't imagine them going 0-4.
I'm out on them, man. I did not buy the hype going into
the year. I'm not yet. Just because I've seen them do it too many times, I'm not out yet.
I know, right? They'll probably go 9-7 and win the Super Bowl.
Let's go. Calm down. Let's not root for stuff like that. Let's go to another team that's winless. Chargers-Eagles as we try to wrap things up here quickly. Chargers-Eagles. I'm going Eagles in another game that the Chargers blow in the fourth
Chargers
quarter.
Chargers at Eagles?
Nope. Eagles at Chargers.
It doesn't matter. There's going to be 50 people there anyways. Eagles, yeah. I just look. The Chargers are snake-bitten. Phillip Rivers is snake-bitten. It'll be down 5 with 40 seconds to go, no timeouts, and 90 yards. Just like that's how Phillip Rivers' entire career has been, and that's what it's going
to
be on.
The Seahawks absolutely have to beat the Colts in Seattle.
Have to. With DC back there, they have to do it.
Because they will.
There's no way you lose to the Colts, man. That's great. The Colts
not at home.
The Browns, but at home, like, come on.
3-0 Chiefs hosting this game just feels offensive all the way around. The 3-0 Chiefs hosting Washington.
Nice. I mean, I'll go Chiefs. But I still.
How do we get mad at Washington but not at Kansas City?
Yeah, right.
Is it maybe that's not offensive. I don't know.
I'm with you though. But I'll go Chiefs.
Something feels wrong with this matchup.
Something is going to happen at some point where the Chiefs. I still don't believe they are what they are. What we've seen. I think they'll revert closer back to what we think they are. A little more conservative at some point. I don't think this is it, though.
Here's a better question. Do they extend their streak now to 10 straight games of a play 50-plus yards?
Man. Yeah,
they have had a play 50-plus yards in 9 straight games.
Kareem Hunt or Tyreek Hill. You know what? I bet Travis Kelce gets one.
And that's who it's been. Yep. That's who it's been. Kareem Hunt and Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill all last season. Tyreek Hill in the first game of this year, Kareem Hunt a couple of times. Kareem Hunt was the one in the last game. This is another high-quality game. That's the Monday nighter right there, and I think we touched them all. Did we pick Raiders-Broncos? I'm going Raiders
we
in
didn't.
Denver.
I'm not. I'll go Raiders, too. I think they have some stuff they need to work out and figure out, but I still think this will be a motivated team, and I think they have some things on. I just think they're tougher than Denver when it comes to the trenches.
Well, we like to end on a happy note. So I think because we're running out of time here, the happy note will be that we're picking the Raiders here to beat the Denver Broncos.
Well, here's a little just C.J. Anderson's mom.
Mm-hmm.
She's rooting for the Raiders. C.J. Anderson started running back for the Broncos. They're from Richmond. She says, "I love you, son. This week it's Raiders." Sorry.
There it is.
So there it is.
That's how you do it right there. Mom's going with the hometown squad instead.
Mom, yeah.
We appreciate you so much for being with us. Charles D. Hamilton, great job as always.
Appreciate
to our producer, Chris Verlade, thank you. If you miss any part of today's show, you can subscribe to the Lowdown Podcast on iTunes. To all the texts and the phone calls, we greatly appreciate you. We're nothing without you. We will be back Monday at noon.